The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, I'm as excited this Tuesday as I was that early Saturday morning in 1984 when I stepped onto the turf at Camp Randall Stadium and played in a state championship football game. That's how excited I am about the Democratic choice of Coach Tim Walz as the Josh VP Shapiro? Nominee.
Oh, okay. I thought you said who?
Coach Tim Walz, my first choice.
Tim Walz, yes, the governor from Minnesota. Yeah, all right. I'm sorry, I was caught in yesterday's show. Yes, I'm super excited about Coach Walz. Super excited about you, Rich. Thank you for working the board, our fair audience. Happy days to us all. 844-967-2789.
Moving the campaign forward, Tim Walz. Coach Tim, always my first choice for the VP pick. Contrary to all the promos you've been hearing running across.
Don't believe what you hear.
The network. That was some other guy. And yes, I do like my crow extra crispy. But it wasn't so much a prediction. It's just sort of a reverse engineering because the campaign was to launch in Philadelphia. And in fact, it's about to do so. Yeah. We're monitoring the scene in Philly, but they got a crowded stadium, and they're going to have Kamala Harris come to the stage, and she's going to introduce Coach Tim Walz, and the crowd's going to go nuts, I tell you, nuts. Rah-rah for Coach. Dom, and then there's the other guy, the weird guy. Now, do you hear J.D. Vance today said he's going to delay acknowledging or accepting any vice presidential debate challenges because they might do the old switcheroo.
Oh, come on.
And I'm thinking, on you, JD?
Come on.
A little bit from the raw story here, Dom. Amid some speculation, Donald Trump might try to replace him. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was asked on Tuesday.
JD, you're my only one. I love you the most. They said that to all of his wives.
J.D. Vance was asked today if he would debate Vice President Kamala Harris's just-announced running mate, Democratic Minnesota Governor Coach Tim Walz. Vance appeared to ignore or not hear the question as he headed to his plane Tuesday morning. But there's more, Dom. He told reporters he had called and left a message congratulating Governor Walz. Or as Vance said, I left Governor Walz a voicemail. Maybe he'll call me back. Maybe he won't.
Great talk. Compelling and rich.
Now let's go out there and beat Central. Later, Senator Vance said he thought Governor Walz's record was a joke, according to NBC News' political reporter Alan Smith. Vance says he will debate Governor Walz, but will wait until after his nomination is official. Would it shock me if the Democrats pulled another switcheroo? No, it wouldn't, Vance reportedly alleged, referring to President Joe Biden's decision to end his reelection campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally see where his logic is coming from. I mean, the poll numbers are going up for Harris, the over $300 million raised in the first week or two. Yeah, I mean, I can see why people would consider that perhaps they'd swap it out, JD, or perhaps is it more projection from these Republicans? We know how they roll. You think he's worried about getting dropped, man? I think he might be.
They might do the old Trumper switcheroo. Yeah. Well, he's got to be ready for wife number. Is he on four? Would he be on four? Because yeah, Melania looks more bitter all the time. But anyways, also of some noteworthiness, at least in my world, J.D. Vance going to be in Eau Claire tomorrow, and I had put in for credentials. I've covered many presidential-level events. Hell, I'm covering one in Eau Claire tomorrow on the Democratic side.
So but, you were approved for press credentials by the Harris/Walls campaign for tomorrow. At the same time, the Republican ticket, J.D. Vance, vice presidential candidate, he's going to be in Eau Claire as well, and you're going to go there too?
Well, at least I had signed up for credentials. I wanted to keep my options open, you know. And
right.
They told me to footnote the URL, so I did. And I went back and I checked, and I got a big old denied.
What? Didn't they invite you?
They did. They sent me notice this event was going on. I said, yes, credential me for the event. And they said, no, not you. Now, my understanding, most of the other reporters from civic media specifically were also denied. And the trick, and there is a trick, and I hate to say it aloud because I don't want to wreck it for others. If you put in your individual...
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, I've also perhaps, you know, because I'm going to have to work a different angle here to get into future Trump rallies. Obviously, they figured out the civic media devil's advocates radio. That doesn't work. But I have been letting other events, but I usually pick the local affiliate. You know, I'll pick the local station, Tom. I'll claim the local station rather than the broader network or the greatest radio show ever. And I think I can backdoor them that way. I'm going to try again whatever in the future.
Whatever gets you in the dark, Rudy.
We do have some sound of the weird guy, J.D. Vance. Rich is nodding yes. I saw it on the rundown. I'm not familiar with the sound, Dom. I don't pre-play the J.D. Vance stuff. Might weird me out a little too much. Wouldn't be able to do a radio show with you fine people. But just in case, let's all eat our weird, what is it, broccoli? Brussels sprouts?
I like broccoli, though. Don't wreck it. J.D. Vance, congratulating Walls. If you would please, Rich, cut number six.
I absolutely want to debate Tim Walls, but I want to debate him actually after he's actually officially the nominee.
Did
call him and congratulate him and offer him my best wishes. I think that's the polite thing to do. But look, would it shock me if the Democrats pulled another switcheroo? No, it wouldn't.
Okay, man. Whatever. Let's hear more from the weird guy, cut seven.
Tim Walz's record is a joke. He's been one of the most far-left radicals in the entire United States government at any level. Tim Walz's record is a joke.
And let's play the last one, please.
What Tim Walz's selection says is that Kamala Harris has bent the knee to the far left of her party, which is what she always does.
Bent the knee? What is this, Game of Thrones?
I mean, but that's what they do to Trump, right? They bend the knee, they kiss the ring, they kiss his ass. So this is the world in which they're used to living. So it's easy to project it onto your political opponents.
Did anyone kiss more ass to get to that role than J.D. Vance? Did he call the guy Hitler? When you've overcome calling the boss Hitler,
Hitler. He's America's Hitler. And he didn't know what he was saying because, you know, he just listened to the reporting and read the news of everybody else, apparently. Blames it on the crooked media. That's how smart J.D. Vance is. He was duped by the crooked media into what believing that the former president, now his boss, was the American Hitler.
And
that's
he,
a lot of ass kissing. There's a little orange around his pucker. You know what I mean?
You know what Trump did with the last guy that had that job, right?
What'd they say? Well, that was a...
sort of a rough last day at work.
Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence. Yeah, so... Good luck, JD.
Not weird at all. Do we have more?
No.
Or is that it? So that's it. I've been denied credentials. I have not actually personally met GD, JD Vance, if that is his real name.
It's not.
How am I supposed to keep it straight? But
me, T-Bone.
I do like this pick of Governor Tim Walz. And, you know, I think we should spend a few minutes getting to know this guy a little bit better, Dom. Most importantly, he's a high school state champion football coach. I found that to be the most important part of his resume.
You are, you're very, very impressed.
I think in some small part, it's what makes the football coach, not the state championship, although that certainly puts you in a higher bracket, if you know what I'm saying. Only a few of us have reached that echelon of state championship game appearance.
You know, I mean, if you have like subpar players, you might get there, but you're not going to win. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what happened to my team. Yeah. So very excited about this Coach Walz, even though Dom keeps trying to make it about me for some reason, like the trash talking. Why, Dom? Why? Can't we just be excited together for a change?
We can. I'm just a little, it's just still funny to me that it's not Shapiro. Everyone's so confident here yesterday. But I think to your point, though, for real, the guy was a teacher and a high school football coach that won a state championship in Minnesota. I mean, come on. That's pretty fantastic.
Should I give you a little bit of the history of Coach Tim Walz?
Sure, man.
Well, maybe we'll do that after the break. I'd also like to get your initial gut reaction to this guy. And we are monitoring the scene in Philadelphia. If we can give you some real time, Coach Tim, I bet he's given some pregame speeches that have fired him up. Got him ready for the big game.
Oh, you know he did.
Football season on the high school level, roughly 100 days. You know, they're probably going to 2-a-days right about now on the high school level. And you go to a state championship game right about the beginning of November. I think he could probably lay out the game plan for a successful season, a successful campaign. Part of it. Call the Devil's Advocates radio show, sir. Love to have you appear right here, Coach Tim, while you're in Eau Claire. I will also be in Eau Claire, sir. 844-967-2789.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll get there shortly. 844-967-2789. Harris and Tim Walz are scheduled to speak at a rally in Philadelphia here shortly. When that happens, we'll bring it to you live.
Dominic, I will also be in Eau Claire, Wisconsin tomorrow, just like I told you I would be, for the unveiling of Coach Tim Walz. And I like the fact this guy was a state champion high school football coach. He will appear with Kamala Harris in Eau Claire tomorrow. And if you're listening to us on the Tap 93.5 FM in that area and you want to join us, it's going to be at the Country Jams Festival grounds. And the press is allowed to enter up until about noon. I would suspect they may let the general public in until later than that. But if you want to get there, you better get there by noon. Let's just put it on our calendars now. I would expect early afternoon event, and then we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'll be broadcasting live from Eau Claire tomorrow. We'll have new Wisconsin Marquette University Law School polling out. Charles Franklin joins us at 3:30. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll have third congressional candidate, Democrat Rebecca Cook. And there's been some mudslinging going on between her and Katrina Shanklin. So once again, want to extend that invitation to Shanklin as well. and I'll reach out to our campaign tonight. But I want to be in Eau Claire if you want a piece of the greatest radio show ever. We're asking. We're inviting you on. Tomorrow would be the date. So, Kamala Harris coming. Tim Walz coming. Crudy's going to be there. I hope we have other friends. I'm also supposed to go out drinking with Chris from Rice Lake tomorrow.
Yes, right.
Don't we got a plan. We got a plan. Let me tell you.
Big day tomorrow.
Let me tell you just a little bit about Tim Walz's journey from high school football coach to VP candidate. According to the Washington Post, some 20 years ago, a lawyer named Kamala Harris won her first political race, becoming the first Black and South Asian woman elected DA of San Francisco in 2003 after campaigning on criminal justice policy changes, including opposition to the death penalty. Now, Dom, halfway across the country in Mankato, Minnesota, a high school teacher named Tim Walz had a lower profile but no less fraught daily mandate, overseeing his social study classes, coaching the football team, and occasionally wrangling the lunchroom. He also had to monitor the lunchroom, Dom. Gets real messy in there some days. Now, the unlikely convergence of Harrison Walz's path could take place more than two decades later, with the news Tuesday that Harris had selected Walz, now the governor of Minnesota, to be her running mate. And the much-anticipated decision creates a ticket with two candidates with strikingly different backgrounds. Harris, 59, is Black and Indian American and spent much of her career as an attorney and a prosecutor in Deep Blue, California. Meanwhile, Walz, 60, is a white veteran and a hunter who spent most of his life in rural Nebraska and Minnesota and is the first Democratic vice presidential pick since 1964 who didn't go to law school. Now, Walz's foray into politics came later in life. Born and raised in rural Nebraska, after high school, he enlisted in the Army National Guard, where he would serve for the next 24 years. Ooh. Did I ever mention, Dom, I always appreciate a politician that has served prior in the armed forces. I just always like that on their resume. Yeah. Now, after losing his father to lung cancer at 19, which he would later say shaped his views on healthcare, Walz enrolled at Chadron State College in Nebraska and graduated with a teaching degree in 1989. Walz met his future wife, Gwen, while teaching after college, and they moved in 1996 to her home state of Minnesota. He would stay at Mankato West High School. Go Mankato West! As a teacher and a football coach for the next decade or so, until he decided to run for public office, reportedly motivated to do so after he and some students were denied entry into a 2004 George W. Bush campaign event because organizers found out they were Democrats. Kind of sounds like the J.D. Vance denial of tomorrow, does it not, Tom?
Sure does, man. Heard that before.
And in 2006, Walz won the race to represent Minnesota's 1st Congressional District, flipping a Republican seat in a rural part of the state. In Congress, Walz positioned himself as a rare moderate Democrat who is a strong supporter of gun rights, earning him an A rating from the NRA, Dom. In his freshman year, he praised then-President George W. Bush for proposing to expand the Army National Guard forces, but also criticized Bush for his lack of a clear mission in the Iraq War. Well, glad he's clear-eyed on that, and opposed his plan to send additional U.S. troops to Iraq. Here's a quote. As the mission in Iraq has evolved from finding weapons of mass destruction to forming a democratic government to now just stabilizing to the point where the Iraqis can take over, the president has consistently been wrong on the plan, on this, and I have deep concerns in that. Because the devil is in the details, Walz said in 2007, giving what in the end may look like one thing, but actually delivering those, we need some accountability on that. Yes, not enough accountability on the Iraqi war, Dom. Glad Walz was on the correct side of that issue, to my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Josh Shapiro, the Pennsylvania governor, speaking right now. Well, let's get some calls in here while we have a moment. Gary from Sussex, you're up. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Well, you know, Walz sounds like he's going to be a pretty good pick. This is what I think should happen. I don't think it's going to happen. But when the Democratic, you guys have your convention, you're going to hear rumors of let's flip.
No, we're not.
Flip these two.
No, we're not. Why was?
You're going to hear.
Well, I hear it now because you're saying it, and because Trump said or J.D. Vance said it earlier. But based on what? Why would that happen?
She is not presidential at all. She's as dumb as rocks.
Oh, come on. Based on, I mean, you know, really, dude? Ah, man.
I don't even know what to say, you know.
I don't want to denigrate the...
In the largest, you know, state in the country, fifth largest economy in the world. She was a prosecutor. She was the AG. She was a senator. She's a vice presidential candidate. I mean, you can say you don't like her policies. It's hard to tell her, say that she's dumb as a box of rocks, Gary.
Well, one just shows one's own ignorance in one's accusations against another. And I would never attack a working man, Gary, but don't push me, man. 844-967-2789. I knew we didn't need a dose of Gary today. Come back, more Devils.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to a Coach Tim Walz Tuesday edition. Kamala Harris has made her choice, and we will soon meet the candidate. He's about to take the stage in Philadelphia. Actually, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Some said he could be the VP choice.
Some people made that claim.
Some people said that. Some people over on Fox News, I think. That's where they always, you know, quote the some people say. I don't know any of those people, though.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I only thought Josh Shapiro, and you've heard me say this, just because you're rolling out the campaign in Pennsylvania.
I know, but you're going against your own statistical data, Crudy. You know. I knew that it really didn't matter. Vice presidential picks are not usually rolled out in their home state. You did your own research, man. And then you went against your own research.
But I said what I said. Sometimes I'm wrong. I was right about Eau Claire. Not the specific venue in Eau Claire. It happens to be the Country Jam Fest grounds.
Or the candidate, but you know.
Eau Claire.
What else, man?
I was right about Eau Claire. So we'll keep an ear out. And when either Kamala Harris or Coach Tim Walz, my guy, when either of them take the stage, we'll take you there live.
You don't want to hear Josh Shapiro right now? You know, the guy.
We can do a little live list.
No, man.
Here are a couple of notes. I took a couple of notes from Shapiro's.
All right.
We're not going back. And the whole crowd.
Yep.
The crowd.
Yeah, went off. Yep.
Going off. We're not going back. I mean, the crowd is quite fired up in Philadelphia.
Putting Dobbs, putting the Roe v. Wade, putting the abortion issue right in Trump's lap.
And they said.
And that was like one of the first things he came out with on a policy basis.
And we're not going forward with Donald Trump. And apparently Kamala's campaign, not going forward with you, Josh. I don't know who would have thought such a thing.
It was always so obvious. Walt,
it was always,
I mean, right?
Coach Tim Walz.
Always. Yeah.
Let's take a few callers. You can react. You can join us, 844-967-2789. We'll take you the top of the ticket speeches, the governor who didn't make the ticket. There are a lot of guys who didn't make the cut. Sorry, Josh. It's like I never even knew you.
There's a lot of guys that didn't win state football.
That was the determinant factor. You know how many... white dudes out there thinking about voting for Trump are going to say, but that Tim Walz guy, he reminds me of my high school football coach. You remember back when we won that state championship game and life still had hope and meaning for me. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Well, one can always hope. You know, you got to be a football hero, as the old song goes. Anyway, the biggest, or at least closest to accurate thing that I've heard people calling in about Kamala Harris, that she was not democratically put into the presidential campaign. Well, I would simply say that there's no question that she was very democratically, no pun intended, put there. The party decided to listen to the voice of their people, and that voice said, we're concerned that Joe Biden is not going to, you know, not going to make it, so we've got to find somebody else and somebody really good and dynamic and younger.
You're absolutely right, Jack. The Democrats actually listened to the electorate, and I was shocked.
Yep.
I was shocked that Joe Biden, you know, let what's best for the country rise above his personal ambition. We all want to, well, maybe not everyone, but didn't we all grow up thinking, I want to be president someday? Well, Joe Biden actually won the job, right? And he gave back the opportunity to win re-election. Well, that's very statesman. 844-967-2789. Last time we talked about it, Jake from Milwaukee was quite mean to me. Welcome back, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Jake. You're on the radio.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Mean to you? Oh, come on. That was like weeks ago.
A few profanities on the text line between friends. Who forgets?
Yeah, totally. Anyways, you know, I just think that, like, the Tim Walz decision is nothing. It's going to, like, get the things that he's done in Minnesota out to other people who wouldn't be voting for Trump anyways, but who still maybe wouldn't want to vote or not. You know, like free breakfast for kids. And just all the good things that Minnesota has done for the people of that state, it's going to be like, oh, J.D. Vance, oh, yeah, like, you know, it sucks that you can get affordable health care there. It's so liberal, you know.
Don't you find these attacks, Jake, sorry to interrupt, but don't you find these immediate attacks from the MAGA world, he's so damn liberal, and I'm thinking, good. Good. I've been begging for a liberal candidate for so long. That inspires the base, don't you think, Jake?
Yeah, but a lot it does. And but for someone, just people who aren't really interested, I mean, most of the stuff he does is like in Minnesota is just like common sense stuff, you know, that affects the most people, you know, rather than a few rich people. So I think that is going to be hard for them to take him down because he's a coach and he seems to be like a pretty laid back guy. So, you know, and he's very good at in debates and being able to get a few zingers in there, you know, but to do it short and like straight to the point that I think is going to be pretty, pretty cool. I think we're going to see some great things from him when he starts to talk to J.D. Vance and stuff.
Well, he may make J.D. cry right there on the stage.
Thanks for the call, Jake. Appreciate it. A quote from the Washington Post. We talked about this piece earlier. They're quoting an interview that he did. Walz did with CNN back in July, talking about the policies, some of the things that he did. He signed an executive order that removes the college degree requirement for 75% of Minnesota state jobs, a move that garnered bipartisan support and several states have also adopted. Democrats also offered funding for free meals at schools and free college tuition for students from low-income families in Minnesota. Now, CNN asked him if such policies would be fodder for conservative attacks, and Walz responded sarcastically, quote, "Well, what a monster. Kids are eating and having full bellies so they can go learn, and women are making their own healthcare decisions." He later added, "So if that's where they want to label me, I'm more than happy to take the liberal label." Yeah, I mean, how dare you have, you know, those kids with their full belly? What was it? Former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, didn't he come up with some made up story about some kid who didn't want the brown bag lunch? He wanted
sure, his belly would be full, but his soul would be empty.
Come on.
And I'm thinking no hungry kid ever passed on a lunch. No really hungry kid I mean, that's hungry at school ever passed on a lunch. And it is so disingenuous when these Republicans claim otherwise. 844-967-2789. Cam from Appleton, man, I hear you're trying to claim credit for Tim Walz just to make Matt Flynn wrong.
Hey, Cam.
Yeah, I had to call Pelosi. I had to let her know what kind of things really made her seethe. I kind of thought that it was going to go this way, and this is going to sound like really shallow, but when Pelosi, the leaks were coming out that Pelosi was saying that she wanted Walz, I kept thinking to myself, why would someone like her want someone that is very liberal? Why would, it just doesn't make sense.
His voting record as a congressperson, his actual record, Cam, is not overly liberal. I see a chart. They did a whole diagram on Tim Walz's voting record. He's moderate, I would say, when he was a congressman.
Correct. But I could totally see someone like him putting an end to any of the stock trading shenanigans that she partakes in. That's kind of what seemed to me like it would go against her best interests.
But she's already made that money, Cam. Come on, man.
You can't take the money back from her now.
She definitely has the money now. And a few days later, she started, there were some interviews with her, and she was saying that she felt guilty for her husband, Paul, being attacked with from the MAGA person. And I'm kind of thinking, it's a stretch to say, but I almost wonder if it's like a revenge sort of a thing. That sounds very like conspiracy theory, but I would do that. I would want to put the worst nightmare of a person, the hardest person to debate against, in front of the people that attacked my husband or wife or whatever. It's just, it seems like it makes sense to me.
Well, I think you always want the best candidate for the position, and that covers a lot of ground, Cam. And certainly Walz has shown himself to be pretty articulate with his retorts. I appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
I was hungry, but you would not feed me. Thirsty, but you would not give me drink. I was a stranger, but you would not welcome me into your homes. Naked, but you would not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, you would not take care of me. I mean, that the Republicans are proposing exactly that, and Tim Walz is actually answering that, said, no, we're supposed to feed people. We're supposed to take care of people. We're supposed to take care of each other. We're supposed to take care of Mother Earth and preserve the environment. I mean, if the Republicans want to run on the absolute opposite of what, is mentioned in the Gospels, with Matthew under 25 there, they got to own up to it. We got to point that out, that the Republicans don't give a crap about anything but themselves and their wallets.
Well, and maybe they'd feed them, and they do all those things, Mark, if you gave a small donation to my campaign. 844-967-2789. Appreciate it, Mark. Troy from Mount Horeb, you are next. Welcome, Troy. What do you got for us?
Hey, I see Gary was showing his true colors there.
Yeah, right? What's that all about?
I don't get the stupid Kamala Harris. You can say, well, she was appointed to vice president, but the rest of everything she's done, she has worked her butt off for, and you can't be an idiot and have done what she's done. You just can't. And
so what is the genesis for that criticism, in your opinion, then, Troy?
I don't know if you want me to say that. I don't think yeah. Gary would say that.
I mean, as long as it's FCC compliant, tell me male. What you think, man.
I don't think Gary would say that to a white male. I'll put it that way. You guys like him. So, and you know him better than I do. But I told somebody on Facebook that same thing. When she was talking, because she was vice president, you wouldn't say that to a white male. Because if a white male had done everything she had done and said the exact words she had said, you wouldn't have said that to her.
Yeah.
To him, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
So a little bit of racism then, Troy. Right? Is that what we're saying? A little racist, a little racist?
Racism, maybe misogyny.
A little misogyny, yep.
But, have a good day,
guys. We got a call. Yeah, thank you for the call, Troy. Thank you for your opinion. You know, Gary's a nice enough guy, but I that, as soon as I hear, you know, that kind of comment, oh, she's dumb as a box of rock, I'm thinking, well, based on what? Because you heard Trump say it?
Wishful.
You heard J.D. Vance say it, right?
Wishful projection. They're praying she's dumb as a box of rocks. But when the reality kicks their ass, they're going to be crying, Dom. Because you can hear the fear. Guys like Gary and CJ, and I see you in the queue, CJ, and I've got a very thoughtful note, like pages from someone encouraging us never to take your phone calls ever again. They've laid out pages of rationalizations why you waste our time each and every day. But I would say this is just a sign of their desperation, Dom. They can feel the energy. They can feel the good mood. They want to be a part, but they've chosen to cheat a messiah. And they haven't yet realized, most of America, they don't want to join a cult.
No, they don't. Every day I'm shuffling. Listen, it's going to be even that much more stark when all those negative things they have been saying about Kamala Harris, and now they're starting to say about Tim Walz, when they come back and beat their ass. Of course, rhetorically, folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Harris and Walz to speak shortly in Philly. We'll bring it to you live, 844-967-27.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Got nothing in my brain. That's what people
and welcome
say.
Back to the Devil Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we just went over that quote a minute ago. Oh, what a monster. Kids are eating and having full bellies so they can go learn, and women are making their own healthcare decisions, and we're a top five business state. That's what Tim Walz said. He's the governor of the state of Minnesota. He's also the VP nomination of the current VP, Kamala Harris. And I think it bothers these Republicans. Their guy picked a weirdo, and this guy's like a high school football coach, a beloved guy in his hometown. Small town, Midwestern governor. He's got chief executive experience. He has been a congressman. And you know what? It drives them nuts.
24 years in the Army National Guard as well. And a hunter and a sports guy. And a guy you would want to have a beer with even if he no longer imbibes.
Anyways, the continuation of that statement was, so if that's what they want to label me, I'm more than happy to take that label. That's what Tim Walz said about himself, right? Now, Nicole Wallace over on the MSNBC Dom, she said, he had me at what a monster. I mean, this has been absent for really 8 years in the politics of Trumpism. You want to turn it on me? Oh, yes, what a monster I am. Feeding kids, educating them. And by the way, top five states in the country for the economy. Another one said, the Harris campaign is smart for their choice and how they made it, because Tim Walz, and I'm sorry, I am less smart because I have closed my tab. I'll never know. I guess we'll never know what Tim Walz stands
guess
for.
We'll never know. The Washington Post concludes their piece introducing Walz to us, saying that Walz, a formerly little-known Midwestern governor, now faces the urgent task of introducing himself to the country with only about 3 months until Election Day. Harris holding her rally today in Philly. When she comes out, or Walz comes out, we'll bring that to you. The first stop on a four-day tour of battleground states. Now, for Walz, the timing will coincide with the excitement in the air, quote-unquote, that the start of a new school year brings, he said, posted on a video last week. As a football coach, we're back on offense, Walz said, referring to Democratic optimism. Vice President Harris is bringing the energy, making sure she's going to be there to protect the democracy and get folks fired up, making sure we're protecting reproductive rights, working for the middle class, and bringing back some joy to our politics. So get out there, feel the excitement, and get engaged. Go win one for the Gipper. Come on, Tim Walz, coach, firing him up. Can't wait to hear him today.
And against what I thought would be all decisions of the power structure that is the DNC, right? I thought whoever was guiding Kamala's decision, I didn't think they'd go with the progressive governor. but they did. And I'm proud. I'm proud because this will enthuse the base even more. This will enthuse the kids. And Josh Shapiro, although, you know, geographically it would have been nice to roll one out in his hometown, well, you still got Shapiro on the stage. The governor still gave a speech to roll out Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, and you get a much more progressive candidate who is much more appealing to the young kids that have had objections about Joe Biden's closeness with Israel. And Shapiro would have only accentuated that in the next round. So I'm actually happy that Shapiro is not the nominee, and I think there is a contrast between Shapiro's stance on school vouchers and Tim Walz's stance as a former high school social studies teacher and
public
football
school
coach.
Teacher. Yeah. Yeah. Public school teacher.
I prefer this contrast. And I pointed it out to you, Dom. I don't know if I told the audience, but it's watching The Daily Show and they ran some audio of Shapiro speaking and he mimics the cadence of Barack Obama. And you couldn't tell the difference. Like, was this Shapiro or this Barack Obama? And I mean, it's really quite strange when you take the face off and you just throw up a video. You could put up an image of Barack Obama and have Shapiro talking and you would be fooled. That's a little unsettling. I didn't want to have to explain that away. So let's go with Coach Tim Walz.
Yeah, I mean, so the criticism is that he speaks like a very successful former president?
Almost.
Or does the former president speak like him?
Mimicry. If J.D. Vance was walking around imitating George W. Bush, I'd find it a little unsettling. If he went on the stump and his vocal intonation was nearly identical to a former president he might idolize, yeah, that'd be a little weird.
So you think it's purposeful?
Yes.
You don't think people just happen to have the same cadence and
no.
presentation?
No.
Come
no,
on,
I
man,
think
really?
He's been mimicking Obama for so long, he's lost his own identity in trying to sound like Obama did. Obviously, a very successful politician. So what, man? We're not talking about that guy.
Oh, man.
This is also Rand Shapiro.
Well, he's an up-and-comer in the Democratic Party, certainly. And he got him fired up today as well. We're waiting to hear. Harris and Walz will bring it to you if and when we can.
What do you mean, if and when? We got a whole nother hour. There's time.
I know, but we got some guests coming up, and I don't know what time they're going to roll out, man. We got to figure this out.
Well, that's true.
Making this thing happen on the fly. We're building the airplane as we're taking off.
We do have KTNF's own Matt McNeil from our friends up at 9:50 a.m., the progressive voice of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They got to be happy and proud of the hometown boy making good.
For real. Yeah,
so we'll bring you some Matt McNeil. Eventually, we'll get you Kamala. And we'll get you my first choice, Coach Tim Walz. I'm feeling great about this choice.
Oh, come on. My first choice, Crudy. Oh, here they come. Good
well,
timing.
They are coming. So we'll get to them. I feel quite confident. More Devil's Advocates.